poor kind of party guest," said Dirk. "Try it if you must, but brace yourself." It was Dirk's view that asking direct questions made people wary. It was more effective to talk complete nonsense and let people correct him.
"What do you mean, party?" said the driver.
"The party the other rhinoceros was attending," said Dirk, tapping the side of his nose, "when it died."
"Attending?" said the driver with a frown. "I wouldn't say it was actually attending the party."
Dirk raised an encouraging eyebrow.
"It charged down out of the hills, smashed through the perimeter fence, crashed through the plate glass windows into the house, took a couple of turns round the main room, injuring about 17 people, hurtled back out into the garden where somebody shot it, whereupon it toppled slowly into a swimming pool full of mostly naked screenwriters, taking half a hundredweight of avocado dip and some kind of Polynesian fruit melange with it."
Dirk took a moment or two to digest this information, then... "Whose house was this?" he said.
"Just some movie people. Apparently they'd had Bruce Willis round only the previous week. Now this."
"Seems a bit rough on the old rhino as well," said Dirk. "And now here's another one." Facts. To Sue Freestone. From Douglas Adams. Re: The Salmon of Doubt description. Dirk Gently, hired by someone he never meets to do a job that is never specified, starts following people at random. His investigations lead him to Los Angeles, through the nasal membranes of a rhinoceros, to a distant future dominated by estate agents and heavily armed kangaroos. Jokes, lightly poached fish, and the emergent properties of complex systems form the background to Dirk Gently's most baffling and incomprehensible case. Excerpts from an interview with the Daily Nexus by Brendan Bueller, Arts Week correspondent. How does Douglas Adams arrive for coffee? If he were like the Montecitans, stopping by Pierre Lafon's, he would show up in an SUV, a luxury car or a luxury SUV. The basic cup of coffee at Pierre Lafon's costs $1.25 and is called Organic French Roast. It tastes exactly like McDonald's coffee or organic crankcase fluid. Not that the drivers of SUVs seem to care. I expected more from Adams than an SUV. I wanted to see him skip out of a spaceship, materialize, or even just walk. This is a guy who wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and has managed to make life, the universe, and everything much more entertaining. So I wondered, how would he arrive? Black Mercedes. Adams is 6 feet 5 inches tall, with intensely round eyes. He hadn't had a